A good news reflection for Monday of the third week of Advent. Today's theme, faith in our Redeemer heals regrets. Today's gospel passage from Matthew chapter 1, verses 1 through 17, reminds Terry of her family tree and the ancestor who was a black sheep of the family. Her great-great-grandfather founded a shoe store in New York City that he built up into a well-known chain of stores across the nation. He wanted his sons to inherit the family business by learning the trade from the ground floor and working their way up in responsibility. One of his sons, Terry's great-grandfather, did not like this, so he ran away, leaving behind his wife and children. His wife hired a detective to locate him, so he fled the city, wound his way down through New Jersey with a false identity, and eventually settled in Pennsylvania with a new wife, while still legally married to the first one, and a new brood of children. One of the daughters of this illegitimate marriage was Terry's grandmother, who begat her mother, who begat Terry. If her great-granddad had not been so sinful, if he'd been a morally strong, responsible fellow, Terry would not exist. Nor would she be writing these good news reflections for you. Does this justify what he did? Of course not. What it shows is that God makes good come from everything. And that is the point of Matthew's genealogy of Jesus. It might seem boring to read or hear, but if you knew genealogy the way Matthew's audience knew genealogy, you'd find it very fascinating. The list includes scoundrels, horse thieves, adulterers, and other black sheep in the family line. Matthew did not name every generation. He highlighted the sinners to make a point. Out of a family of black sheep came an unblemished lamb who would remove the stain of sin from all generations. If the great King David had not sinned by marrying someone else's wife, Solomon would never have been born. And from Solomon came the line that eventually begat Mary, who begat Jesus. And that is the only one example of the many sinful twists and turns that brought Jesus into the world. God writes straight with crooked lines. Do you have regrets? We all do. Instead of beating yourself up, look at how God is using them to benefit his kingdom, or how he could if you let him. If you don't see it happening yet, hand over to him the sins you've committed that you still haven't forgiven yourself for. Ask Jesus to redeem these bad situations by making good come from them. For example, turn them into a ministry that helps others avoid or recover from their own bad decisions. Have you learned from your sins? Have you passed these lessons on to others? Has your life improved since you repented? Do you have more compassion towards others? Are you giving Jesus to people you never would have met if you had led a blameless life? If you've not yet heard Jesus absolve you in the sacrament of reconciliation, go to confession. Then ask Jesus to apply his redemptive love to the situations that were affected by your sins. And finally, count your blessings. The signs that indicate our Redeemer is turning your regrets into goodness. Slow down and spend some time praising God for these awesome victories. This reflection was published by Good News Ministries of GNM.org, made possible by donors who support our mission of changing hearts for Christ. This and many other Catholic faith-building resources are available on our websites and can be delivered to you on your digital devices. Visit us on gnm.org today. God bless you with His abundant love.